Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, 12 lines from the top, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum V'chulu. Says the Gemara Amr of Ami, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that the Tumtum, the Shenikra, V'nimsa Zachar, so he's considered a Sris, he's a for sure a Sris, and therefore he does not perform Chalitza. Ask Rabbi Ami, a Tumtum Shenikra V'nimsa Zachar is a Sris? My Avalei Rabbi Yehuda, a Tumtum de Biri, what's he going to do with the Maisa Shaya? There was a Tumtum in Biri, they Svu Abe Kurse, they put him on the operating chair, V'ikra, and they tore open by the Makam Erva, V'ailet Sheva B'nin, he was a Zachar, and he was able to go on to have seven children. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say he's a Sris? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amr La Chazar Alban of Me'ayinim. Rita will tell you that I don't believe that they're really his children. Go investigate, you'll see that they're not really his children. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that even though Rabbi Yehuda considers a Sris, Tumtum, to be a Vaday Sris, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Tumtum, lo yachlech shema yikrav in him sa Sris chama. Only because it's a suffix that maybe he'll be a Sris. Meaning, he doesn't view a Tumtum as a Vaday Sris, he only considers him a suffix Sris. Now ask the Gemara, just stop, a cash on the lashon of Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tumtum should not be the one, the other brother should do Chalitza, not him. Why shouldn't he do Chalitza? Because maybe he's a Sris. What about Atu Kol the Mikra Zachar Havi? What about the fact that he might not even be a Zachar? Maybe he's a Nekeva. Everyone who's torn open, every Tumtum that's torn open is Nimsa Zachar. Maybe he'll be a Nekeva. So says the Gemara, Hachikamar, this is what Rabbi Yisrael Ravina meant to say, that Shem Yikrav Nimsa Nekeva. First of all, maybe he's a Nekeva, therefore he should not be the one to perform the Chalitza. But Filu Nimsa Zachar, Shem Yimsa Sris Chaman, even if he's a Zachar, maybe he's a Sris. Now, my Binai, what's Nafkamin if he's a Vade Sris, like Rabbi Huda, or a Suffix Sris, like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda? Amarava, Lifso Bimakim Achen, Vilachet Shlob Bimakim Achen, Yikrav Binayu. Nafkamina number one is, if let's say he performs the Chalitza, could a different brother now go ahead and do Yibam? If he's a Vade Sris, another brother could do Yibam. His Chalitza was nothing. If he's a Suffix Sris, so then another brother cannot do Yibam. And also, Lachle Shlob Bimakim Achen, if there's no other brothers except for him, would we require him to do Chalitza? If you're Rabbi Huda, he's a Vade Sris, there's no need. If you're Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, he's only a Suffix Sris, so we would tell him to do the Chalitza. Amar Rav Shulam Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Achuad Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavdi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav said, an androgynous chayav and olav skila mishnei mekoymes. An androgynous is a vade zachar, so if another zachar is with him, he'll be chayav skila al mishkav zachar. And even in both places, both in the makam zachars and in the makam nakvas. Ask the Gemara Meisa, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yezraimer, androgynous chayav and olav skila kezachar, remedim amurim bezachar shaloi, abba benakva shaloi pater, you're only chayav in the zachars. How could Rav argue in Rabbi Yezer? So says the Gemara, because Rav has a different Tana to back him up. Hudamar ki aitanin, the Tanya learned in the Braisa, there will be simoy oyimer androgynous chayav and olav skila mishtei mekoymais, like Rav said. Now my time in Rabbi Simai, what's the Rabbi Simai's makar? When you're chayv in both places? Amar Rava, the Baramduri Asperly, the Azachar, the Sishka, Mishke Veisha, Lashon Rabbi, Mishke Veisha, Ezu Zachar, Sheish Veshtei Mekamais, which is a Zachar that has two Mekamais, the other is an androgynous, and the Torah is saying that he's chayv in both places, and that's Rabbi Simai's makar. Whereas Rabbanah will tell you that Afogav, this Veshtei Mekamais, what the Pasuk is coming to say is that even though he has Shnei Mekamais, as Zachar said, that he's only chayv in the Makim Zachars. As Zachar is teaching us only the Makim Zachars. Rav Simai would tell you that as Zachar is just the standard, is the classic Isra of Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Ve'isha is coming to teach us an androgynous and both Mekaymais. But Rabbanan is saying, no, that as Zachar is coming to teach us about androgynous, that he's only chayv in the Makim Zachars. So ask the Gemara, for Rabbanan Zachar greater Minaluhu, where do they know the classic Isra, so to speak, of Mishkav Zachar by a regular Zachar? Says the Gemara, going with the Gersa change, me Ve'es Zachar Ksiv. From the Ve'es, that's where the Rabbanan will say to learn it out from. Now, Shalai Kedarka Minaluhu, now that we're learning Mishka Ve'isha to be talking about an androgynous, so how do we know that there's two places on the woman that the person's chaya for, meaning a person who's usher to a certain woman for whatever reason, she's a Nida, she's an Erva, whatever the case is, so a person's chaya, he's not allowed to be with her, even if it's Shalai Kedarka. What's the Makar? Me Isha. Isha is the Makar. Mishka Ve'isha, the extra word Isha, teaches us about a woman that he's chaya of Shalai Kedarka. Amrav Shizvi, Amrav Chista, Laila Kol Amrav Eliezer, Adragin is Zachar Ma'aliyahu. Even though we had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that a Zachar is with an Adragin is Chayav Skila, meaning is a Vade Zachar. It's not with regards to all halachas that Rabbi Eliezer considers an androgynous to be a Vade Zachar. Shemat Aimerkin, if you would say with regards to everything that he's considered a Vade Zachar, so then b'mukdash and yikadish. So then if a person makes an androgynous behema into Hekdish, it should be Taifis. The Hekdish should be Chal, because it's a Vade Zachar. And how do we know it's Takana? The Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa, that when it comes to birds, if a person does Malika on a bird that's presumed to be hektish, but really it's hanirva. It was a person was with it. Vamuksa was set aside for avodah zarah. Vaneva was served. Vaesnan was used to pay for a zayna. Mechir was used to pay for a dog. Vatumtum adregnis mitamin begodim beis abliyah. So if the person did malika, if the kind did malika, it's an avela because it's not really hektish. Mamela, since it's an avela, it's nivlas as tumas nivlas leiftar. And if a person eats it, once it goes into the beis abliyah, once it goes into his throat, it'll be mitam all the clothing that he's wearing. Now there, Abeliezer, Aimer, that no, I disagree. Tumtum adregnis. I disagree regarding tumtum andragonus, but not because it's a vade zachar. Rather, says the Braisa, Shair Rabbi Yezra Aimer, Komokum Shinemer Zachar Nikeva, Tamaji tumtum andragonus of Yenehem. The only time you are mighty. A tumtum v'adragonus is if the Torah was makbid, it has to be done with the zachar or done with the nekeva. But va'ayv, when it comes to birds, bring brothers of karba, and ha'yovu and emerba, zachar and nekeva, the Torah didn't specify, so we had to mighty tumtum v'adragonus v'vidayam. So there's no reason to be mighty tumtum v'adragonus. So you see that it's only by birds because the Torah doesn't say zachar. But by behemoth l'mashal, where the Torah says zachar, so then we will be mighty tumtum v'adragonus, and if a person is makdish, a behema, that's an androgynous, so the kedusha will not be chal, the behema. So that's the raya. So you see, it's not with regards to everything that Rabbi Eliezer considers an androgynous to be a vadi zachar. And I'm Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, I'm the Nachan and Ami Tanina. You have a brayso that supports like this as well, that by behemas, an androgynous is not treated like a vadi zachar, al fi Rabbi Eliezer. It says Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, hakilayim utreifa vizidayfen tumtum androgynous, like kedushin vile nekachin, that you can't make a behema that's kilayim, that's a crossbreed, or a treifa, or it was born from a C-section, or tumtum androgynous, you can't make it hektish, like kedushin vile nekachin. But Amar Shmuel explained that, like kedushin v'tumura, vile nekachin v'isa tumura. That it can't be kedusha won't be chal on it if you try making it a tumura for a different animal that already has hektish. And if you were makdish this animal and you make something else, a tumura for this, so the kedusha will not go on the tumura animal either because this animal is on hektish. So Shmami, no, you see that hektish is not chal on an animal that's an androgynous because it's not considered a badi zachar. Now says the Gemara of Yezra Aimer, Chevn Lav Skilik Zachar, this line of the Mishnah, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi, Kishalachti Lumo Teirah, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, when I went to learn Teirah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, so Chavru Alai, Tamida, Kitana Gaino Shabbos Bukya, Bo Anicha Lumoid, Eladavar Echad. So all the Tamidim, they all were chepering me, like the violent chickens of Beis Bukya, they felt that I was an outsider, and I wasn't coming with the right intentions, they weren't allowing me to learn only one thing, B'Mishnah Seinu, that Rabbi Yezra Aimer, Andreganis Chayavin, Alav Skilik Zachar, was this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, Hajj Nolach Ha'arol.